Yeah, with Shea Hope. I had an excellent series, both with the bat and with the glove. Shea, I know you must be very happy to be man of the series and to score close to 500 runs at an average of over 90.
Yeah, most definitely. Thanks for bringing those stats to light. But, I say it was good practice for us leading into the World Cup. Obviously, the guys who were going to the World Cup. Definitely pleasing to get some runs on the board. Get used to the conditions, acclimatize as quickly as possible. And as I say, it's just nice for the guys to get a good run out. And I'm pleased with the performances I put in so far.
You had two opening partners. John Campbell originally, then he got injured, and Sunil Ambrose came in, and he was brilliant, actually. He also averaged 90. So a little bit of your partnership with John and then with Sunil?
Yeah, I can't fault either of them. We have a very good relationship, both on and off the field. And it's nice to see that when Sunil came in after to John, he grabbed the opportunity as well. They both played superbly in the entire series, and it's nice that we got off to a good start in every game, I should say. We got close to, we surpassed 50 runs, and some days closer, right? Yeah. So, as I said, one of those things, especially in white ball cricket, when you get off to a good start, you put the team in a better position. So it's nice to see that we both played that anchor role, John and I, in the first game, and then Sunil came in and replaced John.
And today you put on over 100 with Sunil. You were going at a good pace before the rain came. Tell us a little bit about today's effort.
Yeah, we knew that we had to put some more runs on the board because Bangladesh beat us in the first two games. And I didn't think that everyone could put up their hands and say we didn't score enough runs in either of the games. So we just made a conservative effort to go out there and up the ante in a sense. Put the bowlers on a bit more pressure. Don't allow them to settle and bowl and get into their rhythms. And that was the main aim for us in the game today.
And you obviously set the tone then. Obviously, the Bangladeshis played really well and they managed to get home with a victory today and take the title. A little bit about overall today's game and then the tournament in general?
Credit must go to the better team on the day. I think that the Bangladeshi batsmen came out and played fearless cricket. They batted very well. They capitalised on the bar balls that we bowled at them. And it's very hard to pull back something like that, especially when the Duckworth came into play. They already knew what they had to get. With 10 wickets in hand, you would say that, you know, in a situation like that, with you out few fast, straight boundaries pretty short, that batters, as long as they bat well and deep, that they have the upper hand. But I'm sure our guys, we did bowl pretty well, especially in the middle overs to pull back the game there. Credit must go to our bowlers as well for putting in that fight. But as I said, the better team on the day, and Bangladesh pulled it off.
And now you're on to the World Cup. Now, your first World Cup, I know it's a childhood dream to participate in the World Cup, but I'm sure you don't want to just turn up and say, I've been to a World Cup. You're a fighter, and you're thinking big.
That's right. As long as I put on these clothes to West Indies, I'm going to put my heart out. And just knowing that my childhood dreams can come true, representing West Indies in the World Cup. And obviously, I'll put my best foot forward and try to take us as deep as possible in the tournament and hopefully get over the line for the win.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Well done.